call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why? Ooh.
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Alone, our reach is limited. No matter how great our intentions, on our own, we can only stretch so far. But at Rotary, we believe the right group of people working together can make our communities, our world, a better place. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Brought to you by the Rotarians of District 6060. Learn more and find your local Rotary Club at Rotary6060.org. That's Rotary6060.org.
I can see the Klieg lights, the neon. I can see the marquees. The music takes me there. And this lady's going to take you there. Maybe not there, but here to a movie theater to see whatever it is she's going to talk about today or not to see it. Her name is Dawn Meadows-Dixon, and she's brought to you by the Tool Belt Team. Yes, they will have a booth at the upcoming home show next week. So stop by and say hello to the Tool Belt Team people. Thank them for bringing a great handyman service to the St. Louis area. TheToolBeltTeam.com. Give it up, if you would, please, for the one, the only Dawn Meadows-Dixon.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dawn.
How are you, Dawn?
I'm great. Hey, before I get started, I've got to tell you, I was out in Arnold yesterday. I actually had a speaking engagement.
What?
And, well, I had some pull. It was the Arnold Rotary Club, and my husband's a member, and he had to find a speaker. And wow. So a couple of the people on the board heard that, you know, they said, oh, your wife is on the Frank Opinion Show. We should have her come out and talk to us about the show and about movies. So he said, would you do this? So yesterday was the day, and I was out there, and there were a lot of AM and the PM or PM and the AM, wait a minute.
AM and the PM.
No. Yeah. Yeah. I'm getting all flustered.
Wow, and you're out there representing
AM and the PM.
Did you tell them you don't know anything about the show?
I said I have no idea what they do.
I didn't even know the slogan.
I'm out of there. No, they were a great group of people. It was so funny because one of the guys said, I've got to know what Frank is really like. Is he, you know, he always talks about how tough he is. And I said, you know,
Hold it. I've never talked about how tough I am.
Well, you come off as a tough guy.
No, I don't.
No, Dawn, I'll quote his wife. He's not a man's man, never has, never will be.
Wait, there's a difference in being no nonsense and coming off as a tough guy.
Okay, well, it was his words, not mine. He is a teddy bear. He really is the greatest guy. And I said, we have a really good time. And, you know, a lot of people think I'm in the studio with you, even though, you know, we sometimes I'm there, sometimes I'm not. And I said I'm on the phone, but I've gotten to know them all. And it's just a fun show. So they ask questions about that. They ask questions about movies. And it was just a lot of fun. So I did represent you. I hope
For people who don't know where you actually are right now, you're at my home wearing one of my shirts, waiting for me to come home after work.
Wow. That's a good
one. On the nights that my wife has Pilates or something.
I didn't even know this.
You are too much.
No, a lot of people don't know that.
You must have watched Smash
What do you think would have happened if he said, hey, well, tell me about Frank, if you had said he is great in bed? What do you think they would have... would they have had a sense of humor about that?
First of all, they know the kind of woman I am. They would not have believed that I could even answer that question.
Okay. Now, how many people were in the group you spoke to?
There were about 50 to 60.
Well, for what is it, American Legion? That's a pretty good crowd. Now,
Rotary Club. It was a good crowd of people, and they like to have fun. My husband said, now, don't be too serious. And he said they love to have fun. And he was so worried. He was so nervous for me, much more so than I, that, you know, he's constantly saying, are you ready? Are you ready? And when I got there, this group of people, they are a rowdy little bunch, and they have a good time. And I loved it. I mean, afterwards they were asking me all kind of questions. I felt so loved as I left there.
Now let me ask you a question. What was, if you could just give us in some sort of encapsulated form here, what was the gist of your speech? The theme of your speech? What did you talk about?
Mostly about me.
Oh, well, I mean, how did you? Do you remember how you started? When and now our guest speaker, Dawn Meadows Dixon, and then you got
well,
up.
I had to start.
Did you write like an opening
my
line down?
Gave such a beautiful introduction that I actually started by saying, "That was almost a better Valentine than I got the day before." I mean, he gave this most beautiful introduction of me that I nearly teared up.
Oh, so he introduced you.
Wow.
So
when
you say. He introduced me, and he did. You could tell he practiced, and he talked, you know, he said where my degree was from, and that
yeah, we don't care about
I
him.
Accomplished
yeah.
all these things, and I'm like, oh
yeah,
my
we,
goodness.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about your husband. We don't care about him. What I want to talk about, what do you remember? What was the first thing you said after, oh, what a beautiful introduction, better than my Valentine? Why did you start? What did
How
you say?
How many fans of the Frank Opinion Show do I have here?
Well, that's dangerous. See, that's real dangerous. Because then if three people raise their hand.
No, hey. There was a nice group of people, and they all raised their hand, and I said, you know, for those of you that listen, you know, it's the Frank Opinion 550, and I said I do the movie reviews, and so then I explained that I do call in, you know, a lot of times I've just cleaned the house or washed dishes, and there I am talking about the movies and movie stars with Frank on the show.
What was the funniest thing?
And then I talked about movie stars.
What was the funniest thing you said that got the biggest laugh?
The funniest thing? Oh, gosh, I am really funny. Let's think about one thing. Let me think of one thing. They were laughing quite a bit. Well, you know, because they know my husband, of course, I opened it up for questions afterwards, and they wanted to know. I referred to my husband as Mr. Wonderful, so they all thought that was
funny. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Oh, my
well,
goodness.
I explained that I had been doing film junkets, and I was in L.A. and New York, and I was interviewing movie stars. And Mr. Wonderful swept me off my feet and brought me here to St. Louis to be a mom and a wife.
Why am I not surprised that you would have a speech like that?
Afterwards, well, I did talk about the movie stars and the movies. They all wanted to know what I thought were, you know, my picks for the Oscars. And then I went to the broadcast. My husband announced that I'm a founding member of the broadcast film critics. And so they're like, what does that mean? Wow. It absolutely means not much. But that I did go to the awards a couple weeks ago and had dinner with George Clooney and Brad Pitt. They were impressed.
Mm-hmm. That is impressive.
But
yeah.
Mostly impressed that I get to talk with you all twice a week.
Well, who wouldn't be? Now, how long were you up at the podium or whatever?
I was up for about maybe 20, they told me keep it to 20 minutes and then open up for questions. And they, now I'm not just saying this, they actually had to say, okay, one more question. Okay, one more. Okay, this is it.
So they couldn't
this
get enough
it.
Of you.
If
well, that's
you
good
need
because
to
the
ask
worst...
her more questions, you can talk to her afterwards.
Because the worst thing that can happen is you go questions and nothing.
Oh,
nobody.
Crickets. Yeah.
Nothing.
That's brutal.
Not one. They just look at their watches.
I have a question. What the heck is a Rotary Club?
I'm not,
you've never heard of Rotary?
I mean, I've heard of it, but I don't know what it means. Is it like just like
actually,
an Elks Club?
It's a wonderful
or a
club that does service. Right now they're looking for polio vaccination, and they do glasses for people in countries that don't have prescription glasses. So it's a service organization. It's a community organization. It's made up of business people. So because my husband works out of Arnold, he is, you know, on the Arnold Rotary Club. And I think
I wonder what the difference is. I'm with Peon here. What's the difference between Rotary Club, the Kiwanis Club, the
Elks.
Optimist
or
Club,
the Lions,
the Elks, the
Moose,
Lions
the Lions. Do a lot of that.
What is the difference? Aren't they all kind of the same? It's just an
organization of people that do things together.
A group of usually business people or
it's
not.
Business people, you know, they're trying to get their business out there. At the same time, they're a service. They're doing service. They're raising money. I know they're doing a big talent show in Jefferson County's Got Talent. Of course, they asked me if I would judge while I was standing up there, and I couldn't say no. So now I'm going to be judging Jefferson County's Got Talent. I'll be like Simon Cowell, you know.
I doubt it.
A little edgy.
You'll be like Paula.
If your husband, okay, he's in the Rotary. What is the benefit aside from getting together and let's give some people some glasses that need it or sweaters or what? What else is the reason to join? Is it an exclusivity thing? Like you have to be invited or?
Well,
what
I didn't realize it, but my husband said he did have to be recommended, and then they had to, you know, it's not like you walk up and say I'd like to be in the Rotary Club. You have to be a business in the community. It's very community support. And Jefferson County, and have been there a long time. And he's worked for this company in Jefferson County for a long time. I mean, since he got out of college. So And he grew up in Jefferson County. I didn't realize this. All these people came out to me and they said, I played baseball with your husband. So I had no idea that this group of people actually knew my husband as well as they did. And that kind of made me a little nervous because I thought, these are just people I don't know. I actually speak better. I actually can speak more easily in front of people I don't know than in front of people who know me. I know that sounds odd, but...
It sounds to me.
No, I
what I'm hearing, though, is that apparently it's a lot about your husband's past life you don't know. It sounds like he's got a lot of secrets.
No. Yeah, did you get any juicy...
I'm hearing a guy who has kept a lot of stuff to himself.
Well, they all said, you know, he's so quiet, and there I come in there talking for a half hour, and they really did want to know how we met, and we did meet on a blind date, and they all thought that was funny.
That was all men, no women in the Rotary, right?
You know, there are a few women, and I was able to speak to them about, you know, wanting to have time for your, you know, you're raising a family and wanting to have something that you do for you and have a job, and that's what being on the Frank Opinion Show has afforded me. And so a lot of women came up afterwards and could relate to that. But mostly men, I would say, that were there.
See,
yeah.
When my uncle, I had an uncle who was, he talked about the Rotary all the time down south. He was big in the Rotary, but these were always men's groups. There were no women in the Elk, Moose, Rotary, Optimus, Kiwanis. There were no women.
I'm trying to think. There were probably, I'd hate to count because in case anyone's listening, they were very outnumbered. Mostly men. I would say maybe 10 women were there.
Now, do women have an organization for themselves similar to these organizations, like Daughters of the American Revolution?
The Red Hat Club.
I guess they do. Oh,
oh yeah.
The Red Hat Club.
Oh, man.
What? You don't like the Red Hat Club?
You have to be. Well, you know, I don't know how
there's
old you have to be.
There's women in different clubs.
There's all kinds of, you know, women are so busy serving their churches and their schools and raising their children that at a certain point in their life, there's other organizations. But we're serving people from the moment we wake up in the morning.
You know, I really am reluctant to criticize or make fun of things other people like to do. But the red hat thing, isn't there a junior level where they're purple hats, and then when you get to
they wear purple clothes and red hats. That's what the two colors are.
I didn't know that.
I've seen them together out. You can't miss them.
No, you can't miss them.
And they want you to know who they are.
I think they do. They're starving for attention. I don't know. I love the color red, but I've never worn a red hat.
I'm going to start a pessimist club.
What is that?
Anybody?
Well,
you know, the optimist. You know.
That's a good one. Yeah, let the laughter
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I know.
You are
not
good.
Everybody all at once.
So, Dawn, we have a movie today?
Well, you know, actually, you did steal my thunder the other day because I was going to talk about Denzel Washington and Safe House, and you gave such a fabulous review on that film that I decided to go, this will be my week of the DVD, because I talked about Twilight on Monday. Mm-hmm. Take Shelter was released on Tuesday, and this is a little film that opened here in St. Louis shortly before Christmas. The St. Louis film critics thought it was going to get all this Oscar buzz, and it really didn't. It stars Michael Shannon and Jessica Chastain. I don't know if I'm saying her name correctly.
Mike Shannon's in it?
Whoa. No.
What?
That's my musical and my movie debut.
No. Different.
This
is Michael. And Jessica, you'll remember her from The Help and Tree of Life. Both have had nominations. She is one to watch. She is so outstanding because in all three films, she plays a wife. She plays each one differently. And she is awesome in this film. And it's basically an apocalyptic story. So this guy thinks the end of the world is coming, and he starts to build a shelter. That's the title, Take Shelter. Everybody thinks he's crazy, but he's having these dreams about the end of the world. There's references to the financial meltdown. There's references to global warming. But they don't bother me. I mean, it works. There's a twist. It's a small film. It's challenging, very different than what you're going to see at the theaters right now. So if you're looking for something to rent this weekend, this might be a little film to pick up, and it's a wonderful little ride.
Okay,
so I throw it out there for you. It's called Take Shelter.
And as long as you're doing that, I want to throw out, for something you said reminded me of this film, when you said everybody thought the guy was crazy. Did you ever see Astronaut Farmer with Billy Bob Thornton?
I didn't.
No,
you know, I think you talked about this before. I'm going to write this down.
It's another one of those movies that it's just not like anything else, but it's really entertaining.
This one is just, you know, I kind of thought I'm going to watch it. I'll probably pop it out because I was watching it on a DVD release that they gave the press, and I got hooked. So I think people will like this one. Astronaut Farmer, it sounds like you're saying it's similar to that, where it's this guy that, I mean, everybody thinks he's crazy, but there's a part of you going, is he crazy?
No,
maybe
that's
not.
It's exactly the same case with Astronaut Farmer. How many ARDs for Take Shelter?
3.25.
That's wow. good for you. That's very good. Here they come.
All right, Dean.
All right, Dean. Anyway, how much do you charge to speak at those luncheons? You charge?
Lots of money.
What?
Lots and lots of money.
Well, you ought to get a lot of money for it. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Bye, everybody.
All right, Dean.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Don Meadows, listen, everybody. If you'd like a booker for a speaking engagement at your group, go through me. I'm just now proclaiming myself as our agent.
Oh.
That's good that she did that. I admire people that go out and speak to those groups. I'm not able to do that. I'm not good at it. It makes me so sick, so nervous. I can't do it. I can't enjoy it. Don Meadows Dixon brought to you by the Tool Belt Team, thetoolbeltteam.com. Where are we on time? We got a minute or two. You know, I'm going to ask a question, and maybe when we come back from the break, I don't like to do politics, and I don't like to do religions, and this is a combination of the two, but I'm really in the dark about, I can't understand exactly what I'm missing in this business about, you know, the president said that, you know, he wants drug companies to make... birth control, for it to be included and covered in insurance plans, blah, blah, blah. And if I get this right, then the Catholic Church is all upset in this because, oh, we don't believe in birth control. Let me ask a question I've not heard anybody ask. I'm serious. If you're Catholic, I would love to know the answer. This is not a political or religious discussion, as it is more my trying to understand why this is a big deal. The way I get it, Dan, you were raised Catholic. Catholic Church doesn't like the idea of birth control being made available at no charge through an insurance plan because they preach against birth control. So far, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, then here's my question. If you're Catholic and you really feel strongly about the, the do's and the don'ts and what you can and can't do as a Catholic and you want to follow their guidelines, don't take it. Yeah, it's like if I went somewhere and let's say I'll use Southern Baptist, and the preacher says, do not drink alcohol. We don't believe in drinking. And I go somewhere and it says free margaritas. Well, I just don't get one. Does
right.
that make sense?
I think the problem is, like, say we all have group insurance and we all pay. I know we're paying our own premiums, but I'm thinking that people think that, you know, we're all paying into this company, and the company is providing birth control, so part of our premium is going to support a company that's supporting birth control.
So we're paying taxes,
so
is that what you're saying? Or we're paying premiums so that
to the insurance company that is giving out that.
So our premiums are helping to fund the distribution and disbursement of a birth control pill that we don't believe is morally right. Is that what you're
saying?
That's
the way I understand it.
Well, I think you could say that about a lot of stuff that's prescribed for people that you don't particularly. Although I guess it wouldn't fall under religion. I don't know. I'm just confused. That's okay. That part of it I get. I hadn't thought about that. But as far as when I hear it on the news, it seems to me that what they're saying is this is just going to cause more young Catholic girls to use birth control. Well, then I guess they're not very good Catholics because they certainly have the right not to take it. I don't know. Maybe it's pretty heavy, I guess. I'm not getting all of it. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back, we're going to talk to you folks again. So if you want to dial now, be patient, stay on the board, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Oh, and one other thing real quickly. We just ran a political commercial. I'm not going to mention the candidate, but in the commercial it said that candidate X grew up going to church every Sunday. What has that got to do with anything? Haven't we seen plenty of people who went to church and turned out to be the biggest criminals and liars in the world? Is that really something that is a determining factor for you?
Oh, sure. For a lot of people, I bet it is.
All I know
we elected a guy president. This is the only president I've ever seen. And I'm not knocking him. This is not a political statement. Every other president, I remember endless footage of them coming out of the church. And here come the Mr. and Mrs. Lady Bird Johnson coming out of church on every Sunday. The Obamas don't go to church every Sunday. They hardly ever go to church. So who cares?
I bet a lot of people, just by hearing that, would vote for that person.
You may be right.
Or they do, and you don't see them coming out. They don't have all that footage of them coming out of church.
No, it's been made clear the Obamas on Sunday don't go to church. And I'm not saying that as a criticism. I'm just saying it really is this in a campaign commercial and went to church as a young girl every Sunday. Oh, wow. Okay. I'm changing my view.
Oh, yeah. They yank on every string they can.
I hear those campaign commercials, and then you think about it. That's the start of it now, and it's just going to progressively worse.
Wait till this summer.
Worse and worse.
And I don't know, after hearing all the ads, how you would want to vote for anybody, because they're going to have negative things about every one of them. So how do you choose?
No, it really has. The good news, I guess, is they'll stop attacking each other, and each one then will go directly after the opposite party,
right?
As opposing to just Republican against Republican, that's getting pretty old.
And then you got to forget about all that nasty stuff they were saying about each other, and then they start getting behind them and saying,
that's the best of all. When a candidate ends up throwing his support behind the guy that he just called a scumbag,
it's a great system.
Yeah, it really is. It's the world's greatest comedy, the whole political election process. Thompson Price, without telling you the specifics, let me try to tell you a story and not associate with any particular individual. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, and Home, is in the business of remodeling, completely remodeling your kitchen, your bathroom. I had a really fun conversation earlier today with Tom Price, and he said, you know, sometimes I just scratch my head and I don't get some people sometimes. And I said, hey, you and me both. And he starts to tell me about a situation, and he's told me others that are just interesting stories. He never names names. He doesn't tell me who he's talking about. But some people had him come out, and they got a bid on their kitchen. And the husband says, well, you know, we talked to another kitchen bath company, and they came in, you know, about 25% less. And he explains to them, well, okay, sure, you're always going to find somebody who will work for less money, but it's a question of, do you want what I've shown you that we can do? And then the wife chimes in, and she says, you know, there really is a world of difference in what you laid out and what they laid out. Okay, so I think we've established that even the couple has admitted, well, the other price was lower, but we're not getting what we're getting from you. So the wife, he says, when he's out at the house, has pretty much said, yours is just more professional. It's a higher quality. The morning he's supposed to go out to see him, the husband calls and says, we're going with a cheaper guy.
Oh.
Now, I sort of understand it, but this applies to so many things. Folks, you're always going to get, you're going to find somebody who can sell you something or do something for you for less than somebody else. What you have to figure out how to do is eliminate the guy who's overcharging you, who's charging you far more than he should for what you're going to be getting. Eliminate the person who lowballed just to get the work, and you're going to end up being sorry, and find that guy in the middle or that company in the middle. When we got married, and I wish I could remember who gave me this advice, but as a young couple trying to build a life, we lived in a trailer, and then we lived in another trailer, and when we could finally afford to get our own washer and dryer, which I've talked about before, is the greatest thrill in the world. Yeah. When you've been going to the laundromat, whew, your own washer and dryer. No more sitting around with escaped convicts waiting for their laundry, and that's what they look like. So they said to me, they said, when you go to buy a washer and dryer combo, never get the very most expensive. Because it's not necessary. There are going to be things on there you're never going to use. And you know what? That advice has held up. Get the next one down, or something kind of just a notch above the middle. It'll be better than the cheapest, more than adequate, but you're not throwing out that top dollar for something you really don't need anyway. The same thing applies to something like remodeling your kitchen, your bed. You don't want somebody who's going to charge you far more than this job should cost. You want a kitchen, a bathroom, a home entertainment room that when it's over, you absolutely love it. And 10, 15 years later, you stand there and you look at it and you go, man, that was money well spent, and we made the right decision. So be careful before you just look at price. You should look at price, because in the same way that somebody else can come in cheaper, somebody else could come in a more expensive when you're really not getting any more. So use your head. Be sure to tell the folks at Thompson Price, your AM and the PM. That goes a long way. They love to hear that, and we appreciate when you do it. Other than that, I'll give you the website. It's thompsonprice.com. Their showroom is in De Pere. It is about a half mile east of 270, north side of Manchester, next to McAllister's Deli, in there with TJ Maxx. And real quickly, yes, again, this year, every year that I can remember, who is it the home show has asked to come and do multiple seminars on kitchen and bath remodeling? Oh, let me see. Oh, yeah, it's Tom Price. Back again this year. So just remember this site. Good place to start. ThompsonPrice.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Frank Ladd. How's it going, Frank?
Well, there are a couple slow spots out there this afternoon, Tina. Eastbound on Highway 40 are slowing now. Eden Station up to the Poplar Street Bridge, northbound 55. Those normal delays in that right lane from about Park. 40 westbound headed out of the city. Going to fill in now between Hampton and McCausland. Then again, you got a short little delay between 170 and Clayton Warrison. There was a mattress on the roadway there. Folks were out there swerving around it. It's out of the way now, so that delay should be out of there pretty quickly. Also a little slow spot now between 270 and Mason westbound on 40. 270 southbound, heavy down Manchester to Doherty Ferry. 270 eastbound up in North County. You're going to see some minor delays between McDonald and 170. Southbound 170, a little bit of a slow go now between the Galleria Parkway exit and Highway 40. This update is brought to you by Mattress Giant's President's Day sale. Get 0% financing during our giant liquidation. Save up to 80% on name brand mattresses and more. Queen mattresses start at $189. Everything must go, but only at Mattress Giant. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Showgram with J.C. Corcoran and Trish Gazelle.
George Clooney does, you know, seem to
weekdays at noon
go through women with systematic resolve.
Yes, but you know that going in.
On the Big 550.
Every girl knows that he's not looking to get married. They think they're going to be the one to change him, or they're going to be the one to make him fall.
Do they think that, really?
Up.
They think
that. Oh, yeah.
Big 550, KTRS, higher on the air. George Clooney, up or down?
I could change George.
KTRS.
R&R Sanitation Port-A-Potties is all you need to know if you are in the market for port-a-potties. Whether it's a company that needs to rent them on a monthly basis, maybe it's a homeowner who has some work done at the house, or maybe you're planning a wedding. At R&R Sanitation, no job too big and no job too small. At R&R Sanitation, their port-a-potties are 40% larger, and it's all about service, so you don't have to rent as many, and they're cleaner, and they're cleaned on a regular basis. When you call R&R Sanitation, you get a live person 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. 314-776-4000. That's the phone number to R&R Sanitation. R&R Sanitation is proud to be 100% union, local 660 to be exact. Most of the top construction firms, they all use R&R Sanitation for one reason. They're the best. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, 100% union. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
He has it, and the Cardinals are the world champion for 2011.
It was one of the most dramatic postseasons in baseball history.
Breeze hits it in the air to center.
Get up, baby. Get up, baby. Get up.
We will see you tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. David Breeze is just in us in the game number seven.
The Cardinals won their 11th World Championship in 2011, and now they're going for 12 and 12. Fans, right now, you can guarantee to see the action at Busch Stadium this year in a variety of ways. Their season ticket plans, party suites, world champion packs, all-inclusive tickets are all available right now. The club is loaded with talent, and Busch Stadium will be the place to be this summer.
What a night.
Fans, this is manager Mike Matheny. When I was playing, we never took your support for granted, and now as a manager, I can assure you that we will always appreciate your tremendous support. Let's make it 12 and 12. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
What a team! What a ride!
Working harder but not getting ahead? The rich get richer no matter which way the economy is headed, because today's times are filled with opportunity. If you understand the new rules of money, you need to attend a free Rich Dad Education Workshop coming to the St. Louis area. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, this totally free two-hour event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach why your house is not an asset, why you may not want to diversify, why you may not want to invest in 401ks or mutual funds, why saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad education event coming to numerous hotels throughout the St. Louis area next Tuesday through Thursday. Reserve your place now at freerichdadworkshop.com or call 1-888-665-9040. That's 1-888-665-9040. Register now and you'll receive a gift just for attending. Call 1-888-665-9040 today.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell, Senior Master Technician for Ford. Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change.
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change.
The works includes an oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate at your local Ford dealer.
What doesn't it include?
That list is probably very short.
Glove compartment, you check that.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 3/31/12.
Get in the zone!
Your engine needs protecting, and so do your dollars. Changing your own oil is a great way to accomplish both. Right now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $20.99. Or upgrade to Valvoline High Mileage motor oil and a Fram Tough Guard oil filter for just $4 more. See store for restrictions and details. Look out for your car and save with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Eddie, I know Alton, Illinois is home of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air, but can you tell me something else interesting about Alton, Illinois?
Well, it is home of the Alton Giant, the tallest man that ever lived.
Well, I know they call you Fast Eddie, but I never heard you called the Alton Giant.
You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, be careful. Where is that giant? Is he in that new...
He's on the patio. He's out there fighting to get out of that huge patio with the big screen TVs and the coldest beer in town.
And that is an unbelievable...
Year-round patio for the giant.
So it's the giant patio.
Yeah, you just said it.
Fast Eddie's.
Alton Giant Patio.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Brenda and her dog, Devo.
People talk about choosing pets, and Devo chose me.
Lori and her cat, Arthur.
We know that we're taking care of them. The irony is that once they become part of your family, they take care of you.
Making a real difference for life with people and pets. That's what inspired Purina One Brand Pet Foods to help create the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
It's the automotive event you won't want to miss. The February sales event at Mercedes-Benz of St. Charles. Select new Mercedes-Benz has aggressive new offers. New 2012 C250s, just $349 a month. Or get 1.99% financing on select Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned vehicles. The February sales event, only at Mercedes-Benz of St. Charles. Off I-64 at Exit 9 in O'Fallon.
Going right back to the phones. We have people waiting, but we can take more. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. One of the examples of the difference between men and women, we ran a commercial just a few minutes ago, and I don't know if you guys actually heard it or not, but it was women, like four women in a car, and somebody says, "Oh, you know, close the window, it's cold in here." Did you hear that commercial? Close the window, huh. It's cold. And another one says, "No, no, leave it open." And the other says, "No, it's cold." And then somebody goes, "Whew, girl, you need some probiotics." Now, obviously, she cut the cheese in the car.
Oh, is that what it... Oh, really?
And they're telling her that her digestive system is all messed up, and she needs to take this, whatever this product is.
Wow.
It's got these probiotics. By the way, another term nobody ever heard of just a few years ago, probiotics. But the difference between women... If that had been guys in a car... And somebody said, "Hey, Jim, close the window. It's kind of cold in here." "No, I don't want to. I don't want to close it. I cut one. I cut a big one."
Yeah. Yeah. What crawled up your butt and died?
Yeah. Let's.
You need to take some.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how it would have been addressed. Not, "Oh, girl, you need to start taking." Nah, it wouldn't have happened that way. Let's get Ned on here. Hello, Ned.
Hey, I'm a Catholic, and yes, I'm AM in the PM.
Well, that's a good combination, I think.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's possible, but...
Sure it is. Sure, you're proof of it. Of course it is.
On the health care mandate, on the birth control mandate, I think it's totally wrong from a Catholic standpoint.
Now, let me, real quick, I don't want this to become our topic, but you think it's wrong because you're paying in your premiums for it to be distributed, or do you think it's wrong because it will cause women to take birth control when they might not have otherwise?
Yeah, the first option you said there.
You don't like
paying. If you got a Catholic hospital and they're paying insurance for their employees, they shouldn't be forced to pay it for something they think is, you know, morally wrong.
Okay, what about this option I've never heard anybody come up with? What if you could opt out on the policy? In other words, we'll cover everything, but all the Catholics could check no, don't want coverage for birth control. Now, nobody is paying to supply. Oh, but you're saying you don't like the fact that they're supplying it to anybody.
Right, exactly.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's a lifestyle choice. You know, the other thing is, if the administration just makes the insurance companies pay for it, not the Catholic institution itself, but the insurance company, well, they're going to pass those prices on to someone else. So why should that be free? You know, what if someone has trouble sleeping? You're going to make that free, too?
I think sometimes that is covered, some of those sleep
products.
Yeah,
but you still got to make a copay or something, usually, for prescription drugs. They shouldn't make it free.
I realize now by throwing it out there, I've just taken a turn I didn't want to take, so I'm gonna end it. I'll end it myself, but I appreciate the call, and that's a good answer.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ned. And of course, it's possible to be AM and the PM and Catholic. What the heck? We'll drop this one because I can see this is going to go exactly the direction of all the shows that I can't stand to listen to. Dan, what's up?
Frank, I'll give you a real simple analogy that explains the problem.
All right, this will be our very last call on this.
Great.
I've gotten the answer I was looking for.
It's real simple. This law is similar to forcing a Jewish kosher delicatessen to serve pork chops.
Okay. Good analogy.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense.
Very simple.
Okay.
They're telling a religious organization to support something financially that they do not wish to support. Forget the religion. Forget the religion, Frank, real quick. What if the next law said we are opposed to firearms and anyone who works on a radio station must turn in their firearms?
Okay, I get your point.
Makes sense?
I was focusing more on the choice that Catholic women were making to or not to use it.
That's not the issue.
Okay, now I know the issue and I get
it. The issue is my freedom to choose a health insurance program that is acceptive or unacceptive of a specific issue.
Okay, we're done. I appreciate it. All right, thank you, Dan.
Bye.
Thanks for the call, yeah. All right, I open it up. I'm closing it. How we doing? We're good on time. Kat, is that your name? Kat?
Hey, Frank, how are you?
Good, Kat. How are you?
I'm great. Listen, back to the dam and the sire. If you've ever had a dog and you registered it, it says on there, dam, the mother is the dam and the father is the sire. Because I just did it with my dog, and that's why I guess
Hang on. Now you're telling me a dog is called a dam, too?
No, the lady dog is, and the man is the sire.
Really?
A dog?
Wow.
No, it's on the registered papers.
So any breeding
okay,
thing,
once again, though, Kat, I've never heard... I've heard a female dog called a bitch, but I've never heard a dam, never heard the term used. Ever.
No, it's a dam.
Damn bitch.
Frank, I'm not going to be like that lady and argue because I think you're a very smart man. It's just you never came across it. That's
never
all.
Registered no. a dog.
Well, first of all, I'm not that smart, and I'm not the only one. Nobody in the room had ever heard that expression, and I think unless you're a breeder or in the veterinary business or something, I don't think the average person ever comes across the word damn for a female dog or
next
horse.
Next time,
Dr. Doug, he'll know. Oh, I'm sure.
Well,
of course, he'll
Thanks,
be familiar Frank. With it. All right, thank you, Kat. One more. Let's jump to Rod. How you doing, Rod?
Hey, yeah, Frank.
Yes,
I am AM and a PM.
Hallelujah.
I do have one item for your last topic, and I know I heard you say you closed it down after the last caller.
But it is closed. It is closed down.
There's some misunderstanding there.
I'll give you 1 minute.
Okay. Well, what it is, the administration is called Reproductive Services.
Okay.
It's not called birth control. It's Reproductive Services. And what they're calling reproductive services includes abortion. A number of us don't quite believe in that.
Okay.
And that's it. That's my point on that subject.
Right,
otherwise,
well,
I am definitely AM and a PM and listening to you for well over 12 years. Love you.
Ron, I appreciate it. And thanks for keeping it concise. I appreciate that, too. Thank you for the call. Okay. I have time, I think. Yeah, we can get Bill Cleveland in here before the Playhouse. I got a really fun email from somebody who used to live down the street from an advertiser when the advertiser was a little boy. Now, listen to this. This is Frank, longtime listener. Whenever I hear the ads for the Missouri Coin Company, I think of Matt McCormick and how he showed a talent for retailing at a very early age. The McCormicks used to live in our neighborhood, and Matt and his little brother had a stand at the end of the driveway with a big pile of rocks and a cardboard sign that said, "Rocks for sale, 25 cents.
Wow. Boy,
ask
he
him
have
about
a knack for it.
Ask him about it next time you talk to him. So I called Matt yesterday. I said, "Matt, did you, as a kid, did you sell rocks, like just regular rocks, for a quarter piece?" He said, "Yeah." And my response was,
"Brilliant.
Yeah."
Well, if you don't sell any, maybe it doesn't go over, but apparently
he
sold
some. Well, first of all, when you're but when you're a little kid, it's hard for people to turn you down.
Sure.
I don't care if you're selling a little cup of lemonade or a rock.
Sympathy.
And I think people would buy a rock for a quarter from a kid.
Oh, look at that cute little kid. Let's just give him a
quarter. Selling rocks. And I know they're just rocks out of the driveway like any other rock, but let's give him a quarter for a rock.
Nice.
So he did have a knack.
Oh, I've never had that knack.
And by the way, if you go in Missouri Coin Company, ask for Matt and say, "You got any rocks for sale?" See if he's still got any rocks.
He's got some rocks, I think.
He's got a lot of stuff for sale. They have necklaces that I'm sure and rings that in many cases have some real nice rocks in them that they have bought from people. They buy, they sell. There's a lot of that going on right now in this economy, and I'm not an expert on hedging off inflation or anything. The gold thing, I know people buy gold on paper. They buy certificates. I like to see it. You know, I like to hold a gold coin in my hand, and buying it on paper, just for me at least, is not quite the same. If you're confused about, you know, there's a thing called spot gold, a spot rate for gold, and then there's the bullion thing, and then so many ounces, and then so many ounces over, that's another price. It doesn't have to be confusing. They've done this for well over 30 years. They're going to be fair with you. You're going to walk out of there feeling like, "I wasn't taken advantage of. I know what this is worth," and then it's your choice to either sell it or hang on to it. And it's speculative, like a lot of other things. I know there are people saying, "Well, gold's going to hit $2,000 an ounce." I think I checked today, it's a little over $1,700. And it keeps going $1,700, $1,800, $1,600, $1,700, $1,800, $1,600. Yeah, it may hit $2,000. But if you need the money now, and a lot of people do, you're already ahead of the game, because it wasn't that long ago, it was $475 an ounce. So you got some stuff, like Matt says, you dump it on the bed, you make a pile, another pile. Look, you know the stuff that you never touch, you never use, and you're probably never going to use it. Get some cash out of it from the Missouri Coin Company, or, as we like to sing it, the
Missouri Coin Company.
There wasn't much participation there. That was embarrassing. I'd like to try it again.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Now I heard Tina's little voice in there, and all we're doing is helping you break in for Friday night so you can sing again.
Thank you.
The Missouri Coin Company. Questions about gold, silver, platinum, coins, currency, or any old collectible stuff, stamps. This is the place. Go to their website. Everything you need to know is there. Phone number, location, the whole schmear. MoCoin.com. That's MoCoin.com.
With another look at the roads, here's Frank Ladd with your Golden Oaklanding traffic. Frank?
Thanks, Tina. Just your normal slow pockets this afternoon. 170 southbound between Del Mar and Highway 40. 270 southbound between Highway 40 and Big Bend, Doherty Ferry, Big Bend, that area there. Maybe some stop-and-go traffic now eastbound on Highway 40 in a pocket between Compton and that last Missouri exit at 6th Street. Stop-and-go as well, 40 westbound between Chesterfield Airport Road and the Boone Bridge. Could see a little more volume now westbound on 40 passing Forest Park there between Kings Highway and McCausland. Also a slow pocket up in North County eastbound on 270 now between McDonald and New Florissant. This update is brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's the President's Day sale. Come in today to beat the Tempur-Pedic's national price increase and save up to $300. Plus, until Monday, get 0% financing for 4 years only at Mattress Firm. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's a phrase that is often used, but rarely valid. The best of both worlds. When it comes to flooring in St. Louis, there's one company that actually defines this phrase, Kelly's Flooring. Kelly's Flooring is a unique family-owned business that's located about 5 minutes off of I-44. Simply put, Kelly's Flooring has it all. Every major flooring brand and then some. Prices below the competition, guaranteed. And 33 years of first-class customer-first service. At Kelly's Flooring, you'll deal with an owner, and that owner will be there for you from start to finish and beyond. The guaranteed lowest prices, an incredible selection, an experienced installation team that takes pride in their work, and a family name that you can trust. Let me make this clear. If you don't give Kelly's Flooring a look, then you're only cheating yourself. Visit us online at kellysflooringstore.com or stop in at 2311 Little Antire Road in High Ridge. Kelly's Flooring, St. Louis's best kept secret in flooring, guaranteed.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclee Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
Billy. Well, hello. Good afternoon, everybody.
Afternoon, Bill.
Well, Hugh Hefner revealed that he bought his girlfriend's lingerie for Valentine's Day. Beautiful, isn't it? Hefner recalled the first time he gave lingerie to a woman. He bought it at Fredericks of Mesopotamia. Long time ago. And a Newt Gingrich aide is denying that he made edits to Gingrich's Wikipedia page. You know, Wikipedia, you can edit this stuff, man.
Right.
I don't know, I kind of thought something was suspicious when I read Newt Gingrich was the first presidential candidate to be nominated for sainthood and a three-time gold medalist in Olympic polo.
That's a little suspect.
Yeah. And according to a new study, the most corrupt city in America is...
Chicago,
that is correct. And elected officials in Chicago are vowing to protest the study as soon as they post bail. And finally. Well, Kate Middleton, who I think is smoking hot. Middleton is taking a class on how to act more like a queen. The class is being taught by Ryan Seacrest.
I knew it.
Pip is hotter.
John.
Yeah.
Bill Cleveland, 7, brought to you by Laclee Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
I don't think Seacrest comes off gay.
I don't either.
well, I don't.